the water at Ujii Fdote is still that perfect temperature. That cold shock then warm settle feeling you get in late August when the sea has been baking all summer. I swam out past the pebbles until the bottom dropped away and floated on my back looking up at the Sazen Island hazy on the horizon. This is my last swim in Vlora for a while, and I wanted to let it sit with me properly. The beach was already filling up by 9, families claiming their spots under the umbrellas, the lifeguard whistle doing its warm-up routine. I paid about 400 lek for a sunbed and an umbrella, which feels steep until you remember you're right on the water with the whole Caribouran Peninsula in front of you. After drying off, I walked back along the Lungamari in my flip-flops, the concrete hot underfoot. A guy was selling boiled corn from a pushcart, and the smell of it mixed with the sunscreen and the sea. I stopped at a bench near the 11 Brunch Coffee Culture place and watched the morning fades. There's a rhythm to this promenade in August that I'm going to miss. The Kosovar families with their big inflatables, the old men playing dominoes in the shade of the pine trees, the teenagers on rented electric scooters weaving through the walkers. It's chaotic, but it's a happy chaos. A coffee at a place on the boulevard runs about 150 lek, and it comes strong and dark and exactly right. I had one thing left to do before the practical business of leaving. I wanted to go up to Cousin Baba. I'd been meaning to all week, and somehow the days kept slipping away. It's a Bektashi shrine on the hill above the old town, and the walk up is a proper leg burner. You go through the back streets where the washing hangs between the buildings and the plaster is peeling off the old Ottoman-era houses. The lane curves and narrows, and then suddenly you're at the top, and the whole bay opens up in front of you. Vlora from above is a different city. You can see the curve of the Lungomari, the port, the ferry to Brindisi getting ready to leave, the green of the Lagra Mountains behind everything. I sat on the wall for a long time just watching. The shrine itself is a modest octagonal building, whitewashed, with a quiet courtyard and a few old cypress trees. A man came out and offered me a glass of cold water, and we just nodded at each other. That's the thing about Vlora that gets under your skin. Nobody hurries you. Down on the boulevard, it's all horns and music and vendors, but up here it's still and slow. I lit a tea light in the little alcove, not really knowing if that's what you're meant to do, but it felt right. The view from here over the bay with Sazen Island sitting in the middle of the strait is one of those images you carry with you. It's the gate between the Adriatic and the Ionian, and you can actually see it from up here. Coming down, I stopped at the National Museum of Independence again, just to stand outside. That bright yellow house on Flag Square is where it all started in 1912, where Ismail Kemali raised the flag. I'd been in the museum back on day 3, and I'd walked past it every single day since. But standing there on the last day, with the sun high and the square busy with tourists taking photos, it hit me differently. This city didn't just happen to be here. This is the birthplace of the whole country. The flag that flies from the monument in the square is the same one that was raised from that balcony. It's a strange weight for a city to carry, and Vlora carries it lightly most of the time. I wanted lunch to be slow, not the quick grilled squid at a plastic table, but a proper sit-down meal. So I went to Mora, traditional Albanian restaurant, which is down a small street off the main boulevard, a real place with stone walls and heavy wooden tables. I had the tavkosi, which is lamb and rice baked under a yogurt and egg crust, and it was exactly what I needed after the swim and the hill. The waiter, an older man with a thick mustache, brought me a plate of grilled vegetables on the house with a little wink. A generous meal with a salad and a beer, and that bonus plate came to about 1,400 lek. A full lunch for maybe $15, and you leave groaning. Eating there, I thought about the wider arc of this summer. I landed in Tirana at the start of it, not knowing anyone, barely speaking the language. I've drifted down the coast, Durres, now Vlora, with the sea warm the whole way. And I'm 20 minutes from the start of the Riviera. Butrint is waiting. Gyrocaster is waiting. The Vjosa River Valley is waiting for when the heat finally breaks. This is what I came for. Not just the beaches and the Bayrek, though the Bayrek has been consistently excellent. I came for the pace of it, the way a morning swim can turn into an afternoon at a taverna with no plan at all. After lunch, I did the practical thing I'd been putting off. I walked to the bus station by the market and found the Fergan that runs south to Saranda. The driver, a young guy named Artin, was leaning against the van smoking a cigarette. He told me it leaves at 8 tomorrow morning, and the ride takes about 3.5 hours, hugging the coast the whole way. The price is around 700 lek, which is $7 or $8 for a journey that takes you past some of the most beautiful coastline in Europe. I told him I'd be there with my bag. He nodded, didn't write anything down, and that was that. That's how it works here. A word and a nod and a time, and it holds. With the transport sorted, I had the rest of the afternoon free, so I took one more walk through the Vlora Old Town. The streets around the Muridi Mosque are a maze of cobblestones and color, and I wandered without a destination. I stopped at a tiny bakery and bought a cheese byrek, still warm, for about 100 lek, and ate it standing on a corner watching life go by. A woman was selling fresh figs from a basket, and I bought a small bag for the road tomorrow. The figs here are dark purple on the outside and crimson inside, and they taste like honey and the sun. That right there is the whole summer in one mouthful. The afternoon slipped into early evening, and I found myself back on the Lungomari for the last time. The city was starting its nightly transformation. The families were heading home, and the young people were coming out. The beach bars were turning their music up, and the lights along the promenade were flickering on. I walked the full 5 kilometers of it, from the old port to where the boulevard ends near the university. I passed the spot where the Hotel Brooklyn bar stood, and I thought about that fire everyone was talking about. The city has moved on, but the blackened facade is still there, a reminder that August is not all ice cream and music. I remembered that I needed to check out the Dance Music Fest stories, the one that took over the promenade a few nights ago. Apparently, a Brazilian DJ played for thousands of people right here on this concrete. I'm told it was enormous, a proper milestone for Vlora's summer scene. But it's not why I came. The city's ordinary evenings are the show I wanted. A man selling roasted sunflower seeds in paper cones. A grandmother scolding a grandchild on a scooter. A group of friends sharing a hookah at a beach bar. The sea making its soft, steady sound against the breakwater. For dinner, I kept it simple. I went back to Taverna Zakaj, a family place I'd found on my first full night here. The owner, Fatmir, recognized me and shook my hand. I had the grilled sea bass, a whole fish with lemon and olive oil and a pile of greens, and it cost about 1,300 lek. I sat at the same table I'd sat at on day 2, and I thought about how much had changed in a week. The city had become familiar. The barista knew my coffee order. The man at the bakery saved me the last byrek. There's something about being a regular, even for a week, that makes a place feel like yours. Walking home along the Lungomari one final time, the moon was up over Sazan Island and the ferry lights were moving across the strait. I stopped at the little park near my flat in Comune e Parisit and sat on a bench for a while. I thought about the flamingos that are starting to arrive at Narda Lagoon, the first few pink specks among the salt pans. I thought about how I'll be in Saranda tomorrow, and then Butrint, and then eventually Gyrocaster, and then maybe up the Vjosa Valley when the autumn cools things down. The plan is holding. The drone of the cicadas was loud in the trees, and the air smelled of jasmine from a garden over a wall. I went upstairs, packed my bag, and double-checked that I had enough cash for the Fergan in the morning. The flat has been perfect, a simple one-bedroom near the university for about 4,000 lek a night, which is under $50 and worth every lek. I looked out the window at the bay one last time. The lights of the port blinked, and somewhere a dog barked, and the city hummed its August night song. Vlora, you've been a gift. Tomorrow the Riviera starts, but I have a feeling I'll be back to this bay before the summer is out. Everything I've mentioned tonight, the Fergan times, the places to eat, the things to book ahead, it's all in the episode notes for you. For now, though, it's just me and the sound of the sea and the good tired of a day well spent. I closed the shutters and lay down on the bed. The fan whirred overhead, and I could hear the faint bass of a beach bar a few streets away. I thought about the flamingos again, and the monastery at Zvernek, and the wooden bridge out to the island. I thought about the boat trip to Caraburin and the cave with the light coming in from above. I thought about the man at the shrine and the glass of cold water. Tomorrow, a new coast. Tonight, the bay. That's how this journey is supposed to work. You take the best of a place with you, and you let the rest fall away in the wake of the Fergan. This has been Vlora, and I think it's given exactly what I needed. Gyrocaster is waiting, and the road is already humming.